Hello, welcome to the podcast for Freelance G, issue number one, October 17th, 2014. I'm Eric Davis, and welcome. This podcast thingy is going to be a bit of an experiment. I've been wanting to start like a weekly freelance newsletter for a few years now, and I guess over the past year, I've been kind of wanting to do some podcasting type stuff. I do kind of the weekly stuff on the Freelancer Show, but I've been wanting to, you know, do more. I think it's like an addiction. As you do one podcast, you kind of want to do two, and then you want to do three, and you know, like the host of the Freelancer Show, Chuck, he has, I don't know, 80 bazillion now. So I figured, you know, I'm launching Freelance G, why not launch a podcast at the same time? So anyways, this is going to be an experiment. My hope is that it's going to complement the newsletter and kind of provide another way to hear about the resources in each newsletter, especially if you're not in front of your email. I run a lot. So if you do exercise, go to the gym, running, podcasts are kind of a great medium for that. My hope is that, you know, you can use this kind of podcast audio companion or whatever to the emails, figure out which resources you might be interested in, and you can check them out when you get home or, you know, off the gym equipment or whatever. So with that said, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, what newsletter? Go to Freelance Chi and subscribe there. It's free. You're going to get a bunch of resources and news for freelancers and consultants every week. It's freelancechi.com, C-H-I. Okay, so let's get into the content. Okay, so the first one is an episode from the Freelancer Show we just put on. It's called Running a Successful Newsletter with Peter Cooper as episode 133. This is great because Peter's been an inspiration to me throughout the years. I've known him since 2005, maybe 2006. And he's been doing a lot of good stuff with his newsletters. They've been extremely valuable. And on this episode, he kind of talks a bit about them, about setting them up. I myself have my own kind of freelancer training newsletter. I think it's like 56 weeks of training about being a freelancer, building a freelance business, that sort of thing. But I've always enjoyed Peter's kind of resource-based newsletter. And so, you know, after we recorded this, I basically put all the gears in motion and actually started Freelance Chi. So, you know, this is first resource. If you're considering doing a newsletter, whether it's like a news newsletter or if you want to do like a client newsletter or stuff like that, there's some great stuff in here. The second link is Freelancing 101, Watch for Commitment Flags Early On. This is by FreshBooks. It's on their blog. It's a small blog, but it's nice because it kind of talks about when you're like starting to work with a client, like watching how much they commit to your project and that sort of thing. It's especially important if you don't know if the person you're talking to is like a decision maker, if they're like the person who's actually going to be paying your bill. If you just get like a verbal yes, or if you're working with like someone who's under the decision maker, there's a good chance that your project might get killed. So it's a nice quick read. The next resource is from W Freelancing, from Brendan Dunn. He talks a lot about like his value-based pricing that he did, where he not so much does value-based pricing where you're charging like a percentage of what your client's going to get, like where you're going to make them $1 million, so you charge 1% of that. He uses value-based pricing to kind of use as a positioning. So, you know, the client's going to make $1 million. So spending, you know, $20,000 on this new piece of software makes a lot of sense. In this article, Brendan talks a bit about how you can guarantee or what to do if your client's asking for a guarantee on a specific rate of return or ROI. Now, the third is a sponsor, a friend of mine, Curtis. He's also a co-host on the Freelancer Show. He's launched a kind of a training course called Hope Is Not a Strategy. Get a plan for your next business year. Basically, he's done a lot of the same stuff I've done, a lot of the same kind of mistakes, problems that you run into. And a lot of those you can really, I know firsthand, you can kind of, if you knew what you were going to do and you kind of knew about the problem ahead of time, you could have completely avoided it. So he's putting on a course to train other freelancers, other consultants about it. It's a multiple week course. I see he has a couple guests coming on, so that's going to be a nice variety of perspectives and kind of how to overcome different challenges that you're going to run into. So the next resource is from BidSketch. It's called Reach Your Business Goals with these three financial checklists. A bit of history. I actually have a business finance degree. So like finance and accounting is kind of naturally where I come from. So I actually do my own bookkeeping every Saturday or Sunday, pretty much every week. And I do that and I have like kind of a month review where I like balance my books completely, close out the month. I use two or three different spreadsheets to kind of keep track of everything. And it's a nice kind of way for me to watch my finances. This article kind of goes through that. And it also kind of goes into kind of the larger, like what you want to do every year and then like credit stuff, which I don't do much with my credit, you know, on a regular basis. So it's nice to kind of see that. And it also kind of gets into like financial goals a bit. So it's a pretty good article, especially, you know, given it's October right now, you know, it's time to start thinking about this year end stuff. And I know a lot of freelancers wait to the very last minute for taxes, and taxes are so much easier if you kind of prepare ahead of time and you're ready to go. So, you know, December 1st hits and you can give everything to your accountant. It's not a big deal. That sort of thing. So it's a good article. I'd recommend start thinking about that stuff right now, get some systems in place before everything gets too busy. Okay. The next article is from the Freelancers Union. It's called Not 100% Happy on Accepting the Parts of the Job You Don't Like. So every project I've ever worked on, there's been parts where I either didn't enjoy, I hated, or just they weren't kind of my thing. It took me a little bit, but once I kind of figured out that you don't have to love every thing of every project, stuff gets a lot easier. You know, if you've worked as an employee, you know, there's like drudge work, there's paperwork, a whole bunch of stuff that no one enjoys doing, but it kind of comes along with the job, and it's not something you can like get rid of or outsource or anything like that. It's like that with freelancing too. I mean, one thing that's really useful for me is every project I go into, I make a concerned effort to like find one part, one component, one area that I can focus in on and enjoy. So some projects, it could be the entire project itself. Others, it could be the clients. It could be what I'm building for the clients. It could be the actual customers who are going to be using the software I write, that sort of thing. And other ones, it's a bit harder, and it could just be like a small component, like a small part of the UI or a small library I create. But I think it's important to realize that and to don't worry so much about being 100% happy. Just worry about being happier, you know, and kind of focus on a bit of the positives with each project. The next post is from The Freelancery. I think that's pronounced right. Is it time to quit freelancing? Here's how to tell. And it's a nice post about, you know, if you're having problems or you're thinking about quitting the business. This kind of talks a little bit about that. But it also kind of has like a unique twist that I haven't seen in a lot of these type of, in this kind of advice. I'll let you read the article about it. But if you are kind of on the ledge or considering, you know, either a career change or like changing the focus of your freelance business, this might give you a better way to kind of try something new out without actually fully committing. Next resource is from Consulting Success. It's 5 types of bad consulting clients and what to do about them. You know, kind of at first I saw it, I was like, oh, this is one of those, you know, list articles, but it's actually really nice because, you know, Michael talks about the 5 bad clients, but he also gives a solution for each one. So right here, here's one, the spell checker client, you know, the kind of one who, you know, nitpicks on things. They look for, you know, typos, all that stuff. You know, so kind of has that, oh yeah, this client's a bad client, but he has a solution of if they make these kind of comments, thank them for it and thank them for their, you know, attention to detail and all that. And then kind of remind them that, you know, okay, let's focus on the big picture. So he goes through the 5 different clients and kind of gives you a way to kind of shift them at least to be a better client. And I think this is great. Instead of it just being kind of a negative complaint fest, you can kind of turn it around and try to shift clients that are, you know, so-so into kind of more of an ideal client. The next article is called 5 Ways to Build a $200,000 Consultancy. And this is, it's based off another article, which is Five Ways to Build a $100 Million Business. The interesting thing about this is instead of like having like all this advice of like find these kind of clients, do this, do that, this kind of just breaks it down in, you know, if you're going to build a $200,000 consultancy, you can find one client that will pay you $200,000, or you can find 10 clients that will pay you $20,000. And it kind of walks through kind of the different levels. And it's nice because instead of it being like, this is the one, you know, the one true way to build this $200,000 consultancy, it's here's a couple different paths. Here's, you know, what that might actually mean and what you'd have to do. And that kind of puts a little bit more, not perspective, but it kind of gives you more options in that, you know, if you do want to have, you know, two large clients that pay you $100,000 a year, you might have to go and get some advice from one group of people. But if you'd rather have, say, 1,000 clients that pay you $200 a year, you know, different advice is going to work for you. And it's a bit better instead of it, you know, kind of describing the one true way. So the next article, another one from Freelancers Union, this article's really hits home for me. It's what to do when you're completely overwhelmed. So I tend to take on a lot of stuff. Like, you know, I took on this newsletter and this experimental podcast, and I kind of have kind of a good check and balance of like, I'll get overwhelmed and I can kind of notice that I'm overwhelmed. And so then I shove a lot of things off my plate. And so it lets me kind of experiment and try new things. But there are some times where I just get so overwhelmed that I can't stop. I can't see the forest through the trees. I like, you know, start making mistakes or start letting things kind of go by the wayside. And this article is nice because it actually kind of gives you, looks like four different steps you can try to, you know, take your overwhelm, try to find a ways to kind of work around it and make it work without getting so far that you just get completely burned out. Because I've been burned out before. It's not a good place to be. And the last resource here, this is a three-part resource, is Alan Weiss on value-based fees. It's a three-parter. A little bit of background, Alan Weiss, he's very big on charging more, kind of doing pricing yourself at a certain way where it's not the client's paying by the hour, they're paying based on the value you create. So kind of like earlier, I talked about Brendan Dunn. Brendan talks a lot about value-based fees. Alan does too. Alan's kind of, I think he's one of the forerunners or one of the first people that started talking about it. But it's a short three-part YouTube video where he's actually interviewing a guy, Evan, who's an accountant that took Alan's advice. And so it's kind of going through Evan's story of, you know, how stuff was before, what advice he took, how it changed and all that. And I think it's great because I'm a software developer, so I'm kind of more on the introverted side. And I kind of saw a lot of those qualities in Evan. Like Evan, the person being interviewed, wasn't very out there. He wasn't, you know, like a salesman or any of that stuff that you would typically think or that you would see is talking about, you know, building a value-based business. And he made it work. And he talked about some of the struggles he had. So it's short. I think it's under 20 minutes for all three of them. So it's a great video if you've never been exposed to Alan Weiss, or if you have and you want a bit of a refresher or to kind of see someone putting all those ideas into practice. And the great thing, I think Evan said, I think it took him like 12 months or 18 months since he kind of finally just jumped in and did it till when he turned his business around. And there's a nice story. I think it was in the second or third one where he took an existing client who was paying, I think, $20,000 a year, and he just doing the process here was able to convert that client into a $120,000 a year client. So there's some great advice in here. And so that basically wraps up the first issue of Freelance Chi. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you get some value out of it. Please, please let me know what you think of both the newsletter and the podcast itself. You can send me an email by replying to this newsletter, or you can @reply me on Twitter. I'm edavis10, the number 10. And then I'll be back again next week with the latest news and resources for freelancers.